Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Spoiler Alert by Fanservice Apparel. This is episode 11.
11! We're already at 11. That's exciting. Thank you so much for tuning in, especially those of you who've been here all along.
Yes, thank you. And today we're going to be talking about some of the most popular Halloween costumes.
Yes, because this is our Halloween episode.
Halloween! And there has been a lot of Halloween-worthy fan content produced in the last year. I was going to say Halloween-y stuff, but I thought that doesn't sound like it's on topic. But that's what we'll be talking about today is going down the list of some of the most popular costumes.
Right, and so now if you are a parent, you'll understand. We are parents. We have a daughter. She is not yet 2 years old. She's just a little one. But you think of Halloween differently once you're a parent, and it's so exciting. And I really like it. It's just kind of, I don't know. I think it's fun that right as your interest in Halloween kind of begins to fizzle as you get older, then you get to live it all again through your child. And boy, does our child love Halloween. She's so excited. She's been so excited about Halloween for about 2 months since she first started to see pumpkins in stores or whatever, and then she thought it was Halloween because there were pumpkins, and I had to try to help her understand, we both did, that like it's not Halloween yet, it's just Halloween time. So we like made one of those paper chains that people usually make for Christmas to count down the days to Halloween. Yep. And we had to start with like 50 because that's how far away it was. And we were like, we need to rein in this situation. But she's very excited because as we're recording, this is actually on October 30th. So tomorrow is the day.
Yeah. And I was just going to say
she's going to trick or treat, and she's very excited.
Very excited. You'll notice, those of you that have been noticing our cadence, normally our podcast would come out Wednesday evening. Or early Thursday. But we are trying a new format as we kind of play around. We're trying Saturday midday, kind of posting maybe Saturday in the evening. So we'll see how that goes. If that's more convenient, if it's less convenient, if you have any sorts of thoughts on it, we'd love to hear
maybe
it.
Maybe they don't care.
Maybe you don't care. If not, if you don't care, let us know that you don't care.
Yeah, that's fine too. Let us
just
know.
Just comment,
either
no comment.
Way. That's fine. No comment.
So, jumping in, Janae, I'm going to have you guess some Halloween things.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you the order.
Okay.
And this is from USA Today. The top 2021 Halloween costumes from Google search results.
Yes. Okay. I usually look at these articles.
Yes.
But I haven't.
So there are some that you're going to go, oh, okay. And there are some here by location that are interesting. Mm-hmm. But let's just start off with the top 10. What do you think the number one costume that people Googled in 2021 has been?
So even though it's very recent, I think this is why it might be number one. I'm going to say Squid Games.
Nope.
Really?
Yep. Do you want to know what the number one is?
Did Squid Games make the top 10?
No.
Are you serious? I was certain we would just see people in green jumpsuits and the pink thing with the mask
Squid
everywhere.
Squid Game is the 23rd most popular in Google search.
All right. Well.
Although, weirdly enough, in the city of Detroit, it is the most popular Halloween costume.
Interesting, Detroit. Yeah,
interesting, Detroit.
If you're from Detroit, are you guilty of this? Are you going to be a Squid Games person?
I really want to know. Why is it trending up in Detroit? Are people throwing Squid Game parties?
Maybe. That's an idea.
Okay, so if
it's not that, can I ask for a hint? Or no, don't tell me.
Okay.
Tell me if... I love guessing games. I'm really excited. Can you tell? Is it superhero related? Is it from a comic?
No.
Okay, that takes out many of my guesses. Wow, what's going to be number one? If it's not that, if it's not,
You know, this, I think I'm just going to read you the list because I don't think you would have gotten many of these. For real. This is,
okay.
Remember, this is all of Google.
Start at number 10.
Okay.
Start at number 10, or start wherever you feel.
It's a top 10, I'll start at 10.
Okay, great.
So, costume number 10, Chucky.
Really?
This is all of Google for 2021. So it might be something might be popular here. We might be talking about it, but you gotta cast a wide net with
That's
Google.
That's a good point.
So wide net, Chucky. Number 9, clown.
Just clown.
Number 8, cowboy.
Really?
Yeah. Number 7, Harley Quinn.
See, I thought maybe when it wasn't Squid Games, I thought Harley Quinn would be number 1.
Number 7. Number 6, fairy.
Fairy?
Just fairy. Number 5.
Okay, people need to get a little more creative with this.
Okay, again, wide net. Wide net.
Cowboy, really?
Okay, number 5, Cruella de Vil.
Oh, of course.
Number 5 is Cruella de Vil.
Ooh.
Number 4, Spider-Man.
Classic. Mm-hmm.
Number 3, dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Number 2, rabbit.
Rabbit?
Just rabbit.
I would have never guessed that.
And the number 1 Google search.
Oh no, it's going to be so weird, isn't it?
It's witch.
Witch. Classic witch.
Classic witch. More people.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking
in
too much in terms of like characters.
You were in your
license
own little
stuff.
Bubble.
I should have just thought, what do people classically just go, I don't know what to be. I'll be a witch.
Yep. Squid Game, again, 23rd most popular.
I'm really surprised by rabbit. That makes no sense to me. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen somebody dress like a rabbit.
Maybe they'll say rabbit, and then Google will say, did you mean Playboy Bunny? Because
that would make more sense.
That would make more sense. Let's see. Other notable costumes. Pokemon is number 50. Just the word Pokemon. People search for Pokemon.
Sure.
Fortnite was number 44.
Oh, I'm surprised that wasn't higher.
Velma from Scooby-Doo was number 42.
You know.
Poison Ivy was number 33. Beetlejuice was number 24.
Wow.
And 1980s was number 18. Like a 1980s costume.
Yeah, of course.
And there's like an image here of somebody that's kind of dressed, I guess 80s, kind of looking like Michael J. Fox from Teen Wolf.
Oh.
But he's wearing like a vest, like a, you know, like a life preserver vest, like in Back to the Future. Here's another good one. Most popular Halloween costume by region.
Yeah.
By region. Okay.
Is this just the U.S. regions or worldwide?
This is the U.S.
U.S.
This is U.S.
Okay.
regions. So the number 1 for Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Space cowgirl.
No.
Yes.
I kind of like that. I would dress as a space cowgirl.
Well, you got
a
couple hours before the party. Rockford, Illinois. Baby Yoda.
Of course.
Yeah. Eureka, California. The number 1 search costume was Hugh Hefner.
Really?
I don't get that one, to be honest.
That's interesting.
Okay. Notable cities. Los Angeles and Phoenix, Arizona, Cruella de Vil. That's
okay.
The number 1
I'm excited.
For that area.
I'm actually excited to see this because what's fun about dressing like Cruella is that you have options.
You do.
For the style you're going to choose. You know, she has so many costumes in her new movie. I'm assuming this is because of the new movie.
I'm going to guess that this is because of the new movie.
This isn't going to be like classic Cruella probably.
And you know, part of this might be because it did debut, or did not debut, it was very immediately available on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we ended up watching it.
We waited
and we watched it on Disney Plus. But you know, you kind of cast a really wide net on people watching this.
That's
and
true.
I you know, I don't know if it was just happenstance or they did it on purpose, but it was really good
timing.
And it's
timing. A costume you can have fun with because you can put it together yourself, you can design it, you can make it
and it's
loud
still,
and crazy.
It's not like so new that it's trying to fight for the attention of, you know, things that are out right now, but it is still new enough that if you go as it for Halloween, it will still be
very cool.
Very cool and very mm-hmm. trendy. Washington, D.C. and New York City, Chicago is Spider-Man.
Okay.
Miami.
Miami.
Number 1 search term.
No idea. No clue.
Fairy.
In Miami. Okay.
I really want to see what that looks like. Kansas City and Missouri.
Kansas City is in Missouri.
There's a comma here as if it were.
Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri.
Isn't there Kansas City, Kansas as well?
Just tell me what the costume is.
Pirate.
Pirate. Okay. Pirate. Okay.
And then Atlanta and Nashville. Rabbit.
That's who's doing the rabbit? In Atlanta and Nashville?
And Nashville.
What are you people doing? What kind of rabbit is this?
We're going to have to go on social media.
Which gender is primarily searching for rabbit? Because that would tell me a lot, too.
That would be a good indicator. It doesn't break it down. And you know what's interesting is that there's a separate article here. You just Google top, you know, Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
It is a witch, double verified with two different sources. Why is a witch so popular?
I think it's easy. It's easy. You can be like a funny witch. You could be a sexy witch. You could be a regular person with a witch hat for minimal effort. It's easy. It's Halloweenish.
So it's funny because that was USA Today from just Google.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now on Variety.
Okay.
Talking about the best pop culture Halloween costumes, which is interesting. Variety is kind of coming at this from maybe a more similar lens that we were thinking of.
So this is probably
going to be more big city.
Mm-hmm. My guesses for this list are going to include Harley Quinn.
So the first one is Squid Game.
Like I thought.
Apparently there's Squid Loki Game tracksuits already on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's fast.
They're not official.
They're not. They're official enough to be on this Variety article, which I guess means very little nowadays. But it's interesting. It's just a tracksuit that has some very minor, you know, coloring
mm-hmm.
differences on it. So it doesn't actually have to be very intricate or unique to look like
the
show.
Yeah.
There is Red Guard costume, which is basically the same tracksuit, but there's like a mask and they basically cheated. It's kind of like one of those masks that you use for like skiing.
Uh-huh.
It's like a full head sock.
Yeah.
And then on the top, they put a little circle. It's definitely not. It's going to be one of those like Halloween, like close enough.
I get it. Yeah.
I get it. Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala is the second one.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. That's funny.
And they basically link you to an Amazon which just has a black bodysuit for $30. I mean,
okay, points for that. If I saw that, I would laugh. That's clever.
Yeah. This one, this is like too highfalutin for me. ASAP Rocky at the Met Gala. I guess that's a costume.
I don't know what he wore. I don't recall.
He wore what looks like a quilted, like a vintage polyester-looking...
Oh, yes.
Yes. Apparently.
Yeah, it just looked like a blanket.
Yeah, and there's somebody on Etsy has made, like, basically a copy of that pattern.
Amazing.
Tony Soprano.
Hey, that's a good one.
That's a really good... Oh, because of the Many Saints of Newark.
Uh-huh. So it's like a young Tony Soprano.
I guess they just kind of keep it ambiguous because the listing just shows a velvet tracksuit or velour tracksuit.
Oh, okay.
Which I still think I could pull off. Do you think I could pull off a velour tracksuit?
What's the next one?
Okay. Amanda Gorman, the poet that spoke at the inauguration.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People are dressing like her for Halloween?
They're saying that's one of the top, like, kind of pop culture.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like the year
if I saw someone dressed as her, I wouldn't immediately recognize who they were dressed as.
She has, like, a headband, like a red
yes,
kind of headband, right? And then, like, a yellow, like, blazer. And that's basically, I guess, what the costume
But I don't
is.
Think it would click. I'd probably
need an
confused.
Explainer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Princess Diana. I've seen this online.
Oh.
A lot of people have been doing, like, the, like, running shorts with, like, a oversized sweater.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that new movie is coming out with Kristen Stewart playing Princess Diana.
Yep.
So everybody's talking about it. And there's such nostalgia for the 80s and 90s right now
as it is. And apparently, like, her most, I guess, one of her famous ones was, like, a sweater that's a Harvard sweater with like bike shorts and looks like Champion brand
and then
sells
you just need
Harvard
the little
sweater.
Short haircut flippy
there
blonde
you go.
Haircut
Nike sneakers and everything Money Heist
Money Heist, Money Heist. Is that a show?
Series finale. Won't hit Netflix. It's a Netflix show.
Okay. I thought I've, yeah,
can't
heard
keep
of
up,
it.
Yeah. Not keeping
but
up.
But I've not, we were not watching that. Don't know about it.
Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's a great
good,
costume.
That's a good one. That is a good one. So the glasses, I feel like, are the kind of the biggest part of it because he's kind of known for wearing just kind of bleh.
Yeah, I mean, if you have, it's that's a costume that you have to be in character all night for people to know who you are.
You have to commit to that.
You have to commit. You have to wear the bald cap, the glasses. You have to be in character. You have to talk like him.
Yeah, you have to go.
Because your clothes need to just be like a cardigan, a plain shirt.
Do you think it'd be easier if you had like some kind of like, I mean, that's kind of cheating when people like carry a prop that kind of helps sell their costume. Mm-hmm. You know, you could do like the, some kind of Seinfeld reference.
Sure. You
like
could.
Maybe
you
like
could.
Like chips and dip and you like double dip the chip.
Yeah, you could have fun with it that way. You know, you could also, if you're going to a party, you can just play the theme music when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what I was thinking about it at one point. On our site, fanserviceapparel.com, we have two items from Seinfeld.
We do.
And I really like the sweater that says like Monk's Cafe, home of the big salad. Because I like it. It's just a very subtle reference. I almost wanted to go as that and just be like, not Jerry, but just be like, I guess you could go as like Jerry Seinfeld in universe.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Maybe we'll tell you what we're going to be.
Oh, maybe.
Should we tell them at the end?
Yeah, at the end.
At the end. Okay, great. Continue.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Among Us.
Oh, like I haven't. Feel like that's already kind of falling out of the popular culture.
Is it?
Are kids still playing that?
I don't know.
I never did it. Never jumped on that bandwagon.
I think we missed it.
We missed it.
Okay. Simone Biles.
Oh, okay. You could wear just, like a leotard.
They have like a Team USA leotard, which, again, it like if you put on the leotard, it's like, are you you're a gymnast? And you're like, no, I'm a Simone Biles. And you're like, okay, I feel like that was weirdly specific because you're wearing like a gym. There's nothing like that. Makes
you know what that reminded me of?
What?
The Halloween episode of Community.
Yes.
Where he's like, who are you, Michelle Kwan? And he's like, Christy Yamaguchi.
And he's like, I'm who?
I forgot who he says.
Peggy Fleming?
Oh, I think so.
And he's like, racist.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes, I don't know who Shirley is, but she's not Miss Piggy. And she's like, hello. to this day, I cannot listen to ABBA and not think, oh, this is Halloween music because of that episode.
it
was really good. Okay, yeah. Harley Quinn, Suicide Squad.
Of course.
On the list here. Looks like somebody has made like a cosplay, like leather kind of like jumpsuit that has the jacket as part of it.
Oh.
But it's funny, on the back, instead of saying live fast, die clown, it says live fast, die young. But that is not what's on the back of her jacket.
That's not. Interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
Well, I know a place you can get a jacket that says the right thing on it.
Do tell.
It's Fan Service Apparel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out
later when I'm buying
my big salad sweater. Harley Quinn red dress. I guess that red dress that she wears is another
one. That's kind of what I imagined. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I guess as part of that, a training javelin. I don't know that it would be a great idea. It's a big commitment to go to a party dressed up as Harley Quinn with that javelin.
Yeah.
And just hold that all night.
You're going to have to be careful.
Going back to that, like, prop, like, to sell the car. It's kind of like going as somebody
from,
like,
will it look great? Yes.
What if somebody went as, like, somebody from the Dora Milaje and they had to, like, carry that, the big staff, God, what a commitment.
Looks great, but again,
looks really great in the photo.
That's almost like when you do a convention and you really want to cosplay and you want to go to that length, which I feel like, it's so funny, I feel like so many cosplayers are notoriously bad at Halloween. They just, like, they do.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they do so many costumes for so many specific events all year, and Halloween comes around, and they just pull random stuff together out of their closet, whatever's easy and comfy.
And they dress up as a witch.
That's who's doing it. Oh, it's you cosplayers out there. Got it.
Ahsoka Tano.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? How are people going to do that without it looking dumb?
Well, spoiler alert, most of them are going to look dumb.
That's the name of the podcast.
Hey. It looks like the costume that they're linking to is basically just like gray poncho looking type outfit and then a foam kind of like headpiece.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you don't paint your face, it kind of doesn't work.
Or if you do paint it, but you don't do a good job.
Looks like you have a weird tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like people are like, what are you, a cat?
What are you, from Jersey Shore? Like a Star Wars Jersey Shore mashup?
Oh my gosh.
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah,
but way far down on the list on this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. The one where she's wearing like almost like black cake mascara kind of put all over her eyes
that look like a mask
says the future on
it
that's kind of the image they showed. That's a very cool one.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalorian,
you know, I was actually thinking how interesting it was that on those Google terms that we were talking about for Halloween costumes,
mm-hmm.
other than Baby Yoda in Illinois, there were no Star Wars ones. Nobody was searching Jedi or Darth Vader. Like, those are some classics that you feel like you see every year. But then again, also, you didn't mention Batman or Superman, and I feel like those are also classics that everybody does. So, really interesting that those things maybe are... I'm sure they will still be done. I'm sure we will still see it, but they're not on the top of the list right now.
They're not on the top of the list, which is,
they didn't beat out Rabbit or Fairy or Cowboy.
Can't mess with the classic space cowgirl.
That could be so cute. That
could be cute. I'm thinking remember the space people that were in Tomorrowland when Disneyland first opened?
With
that
the had big like bubblehead thing?
That had like
that's
the
exactly
really 50,
what I was thinking.
And then you just replace the little bubble thing. Well, you don't replace it, but you just put a cowboy hat on
inside,
top.
Inside. Oh, or on
top.
Yes, and then you have like a silvery holster.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like so silvery
kind of,
boots.
Kind of like a Buck Rogers kind of thing.
Feels like you could see it in like a pinup sci-fi from the 50s kind of thing.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. I agree. Sorry. I was just looking out the window and an Amazon driver dropped off the package.
Ooh, yay!
Yay!
I love that.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. It's from Amazon.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. okay, they're getting more obscure. Crew members in Below Deck. I think that's a show, right?
Yeah.
To show.
It's a reality show?
Yeah. It's kind of like, what if you made Downton Abbey into a reality show? Because it talks about, like, the crew members that, like, service these, like, really expensive, like, yacht.
Oh, sure.
Crew excursions or something by rich people. That's
okay.
Why it's called Below Deck.
Uh-huh.
Wanda from WandaVision.
I was wondering.
And then right below it, retro 1950s vintage dress. Oh, and then the Wanda's Halloween costume.
Yeah.
That's a fun one,
that
too.
That is so fun.
Vision's Halloween costume. That's another good one. LeBron James in Space Jam. I don't know. That's interesting.
Okay.
Oh, it's just the jersey.
Yeah.
It's just
that's an easy one.
That's a Daphne?
Daphne?
From Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. But again...
I even considered that myself, actually.
That costume is just...
I mean, it's a Regency-era dress, and...
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a couple and your significant other is...
Lady Gaga from House of Gucci.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's going to be... Ooh, they got a faux fur coat that's like looks like this big, like...
Yeah.
Oh, that's really,
and
really
Adam
cool.
Driver...
Gucci vintage sunglasses. Oh, this is a really cool outfit. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah,
that's a fun one.
That's a bougie one.
Dang, I wish I would have thought of that.
Well, there's still time. The Gucci
there's
store
really
is open.
The Gucci store is open.
It's open for a couple more hours. You
yes.
just walk in there, you go, make me look like Lady Gaga.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. I don't...
just have it ready for me. It's ready now. Well, then set it aside. Okay. Ted in Ted Lasso.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. There I knew is. That one would be popular.
Which is just the mustache and a casual dark blue tracksuit.
Yeah.
It's easy peasy. We actually have, not for Halloween, but if you are a fan of Ted Lasso, you can check out our website, fanserviceapparel.com, and we actually have the AFC Richmond blazer.
It's not a blazer.
Is it not a blazer? No, it's a windbreaker.
That's sorry. <it. laughs> Wrong. I know what you meant to you say meant that. To, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's just so blazing cool that it's a blazing out of the stretch. But yes, we have the AFC Richmond windbreaker there, which is kind of like his classic look. Because I think he wears like a polo underneath. He doesn't always wear the tracksuit. Sometimes he wears like a red polo and then that, and then the windbreaker over it. So that's a cool one. Check that one out. The Undoing, Grace Fraser. Nicole, it's a Nicole Kidman character in a movie.
I don't know.
Lil Nas X.
Okay.
In the Call Me By Your Name music video.
Okay.
That's a cool one.
Hey, he's got a lot of good looks.
It's funny because that one, I feel like if you came to a party like that, you'd be like, oh.
I know exactly who you are.
I know who you're dressed up as. I know who you're dressed up
as. Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, some interesting costumes here. Interesting Google searches, just in broad strokes. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we told you last week that Nick, his Halloween costume is based on something that we have in our shop, but we didn't tell you what it was. Tell him what it is. What item will you be wearing for your costume?
I'm going to be wearing the Underworld Con 96 hoodie.
That's right.
From Lore Olympus.
From Lore Olympus, which means he is Hades from Lore Olympus, and I'm going to be Persephone. And I'm so excited. It's going to be really fun. Wish us luck on our makeup, because that's what's going to really sell it. Kind of like we were saying, Ahsoka Tano could go really badly. You know, I'm going to make it look good. I'm really going to try and make it look good. But it's going to be so much fun. We're going to a costume party with some friends tonight. And I'm curious how many of these costumes we're going to see there.
I'm curious. We are going to take notes, and we are going to report back, and we are going
to
get...
Somebody better be a rabbit. I need to understand. I just need to understand. I can't wrap my head around this. It's bothering me.
That rabbit is so popular?
Well, the search term was just rabbit. It wasn't like bunny. It wasn't like...
It was just rabbit. We're going to get there, and there's going to be like five people dressed up
as rabbits. Are they like the Easter bunny? Are they like a rabbit with like floppy ears? Are they... I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't
Maybe
get
it's
it.
One of those, like, if you know, you know kind of thing. Like, all the rabbits will be like, rabbit?
Rabbit?
They'll do, like, they do like the little, like, tap on the nose, like,
Tug on the ear.
Tug on the
ear. Tug on your rabbit ear. Oh, no. They're like, I get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
No.
Anyways.
And our daughter is Snow White. Has nothing to do with what we're wearing. But she wanted to be Snow White. It's so cute. And I'll probably post a picture. Yeah. Nick, maybe we'll post a picture. We'll definitely post something of our costumes.
Oh, yes.
So if you want to see how it turns out, and we want you to see how it turns out, make sure that you follow us on Instagram. My handle is Janae with an accent, J-E-N-E underscore with an accent. That is my username.
And mine is Everybody Goes to Rick's.
All one word.
All one word, because they don't allow spaces.
And that's how you can find us.
Yeah. So we'll see you all next week. It'll be past Halloween at that point. We will report back on how Halloween went and how many rabbits we ran into. If you see rabbit, witch, cowboy, pirate, fairy in Miami, please take a photo and tag us.
Fairy in Miami. But most importantly, if your Halloween costume is going to be based around anything that you got from us, which bet it is, because we were slammed with orders. It was insane.
It was
absolutely nuts. Thank you so much. So if you are one of those people, then please tag us in your costume. We really, 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 really want to see it. And if it's cool with you, we'll even share it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a fairy in Miami.
If you're a fairy in Miami, yes.
Or a bunny anywhere.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you all next
week. Happy Halloween. Bye.
Bye.